那这个会堂可以容纳250位，再勉强挤一下还可以到300位。
However, this chapel itself can fit 250 people, and if you really wanted to, you could fit 300.
啊，那也让小弟想起以前在美国啊，在那个亚利桑那州凤凰城刚成立的时候的一个情形。
And this reminded me of experience we had in Arizona and Phoenix when I first went there.
那个时候我们信徒啊，那个刚好15位，我们就成立祈祷所。
At the time we had 15 people and we established a house of prayer.
那因为慕道者蛮多的，大概每次聚会有20几位，将近30位。
But we did have many truth seekers. Each time we had 20 even 30 visiting members of people.
但是呢，那个会堂是可以容纳160位左右。
But our chapel could fit actually 160.
啊，所以。会堂刚买好，那么开始聚会呢？啊，其实有时候那个感觉有点凄凉。
Later on, when we bought the chapel, we first started having service. It felt a little cold in there.
那这边听到负责人说，其实最大的愿望就是赶快我能够把这点填满。
And when I listened to the council members, they said, you know, our goal is also to fill up this chapel.
那我想这一节呢，我就也许走过几个教会，有些他们福音比较兴旺的，那为什么？我所观察到的可以跟大家分享一下。
So I thought I'd utilize this session to share with you what I've seen going through different churches and how their gospel has prospered.
我们请先看《使徒行传》第二章的42节。
Let's first look at Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
使徒行传》第二章的42节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
这边是记载当时呢，门徒都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。第42这边提到的。
Here in verse 42 mentions that the members continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
那再看47节。
Let's also look at verse 47.
他说赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
那从43节到46节，其实在描述的就是信徒相交的一个情形。
From verse 43, verse 46, it actually describes the interactions between the members.
那这边我们看到大概三个重点。
And we can see that there are three main points here.
他们都是遵守这个教训，遵守使徒的教训。
First, that they continue steadfastly and heeded the apostles' teachings.
那使徒的教训也是延续了主耶稣的教训下来的。
And of course, the teachings of the apostles is a continuation of what Jesus taught.
所以同学们看到的其实，可以说，所谓的遵守这个教训呢，也包含了我们应该做宣道啦，做牧养的工作。
We can say here that when it says they continue steadfastly in their teaching, it refers to evangelical work and pastoral work.
也就是爱神跟爱人的工作。
It means they love God and they love man.
当然也包含了。这工人必须自己要灵修的一个工作。
Of course, it also means the workers themselves need to cultivate.
这边又提到了彼此相交。
Also says here that they had fellowship.
那后面又这边提到说天天同心合意的。
And then in the very end it says daily they were in one accord.
所以这边看到的就是说这里其实有同心跟爱心的一个表现。
We see that they have a sign of unity and love.
那最后他说恒切这个祷告。
But of course, they were in prayers.
就求神同工。
They prayed that God would be with them working.
所以到最后的话，我们看到那个结果就是，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And so when we read that they did these three things, the end result is God added to the church daily.
那以小弟的观察，真的很多地方教会为什么福音很兴旺，差不多跟三个这个重要的一个条件有关系。
From my observation, the reason why churches prosper and can preach the gospel is related to these points and criteria here.
我先见证一下香港教会。
Let me first testify to you about the church in Hong Kong.
那讲到的时候我提到了香港教会在1997前几年的话呢，很多信徒尤其是慕道这个负责人跟这个中道教育的教员都移民出去了。
I mentioned earlier on the pulpit that in 1997, a lot of the workers in Hong Kong, council members and teachers immigrated away from Hong Kong.
那其实那个时候教会像我当教负责人的话，光是那个工作人员的安排就有困难。
And as a council member at the time, it was difficult even just to arrange the schedule.
比如说翻译。
For example, interpretation.
其实很多都是在念中学的学生在翻译的。
There was really a lot of people in middle school who were helping with interpretation.
负责人会呢，里面 大部分人都是青年，没有结婚的。
And then amongst the council members, the majority were single and young youth.
当然我是最老的。
And I was the oldest.
虽然我才四十几岁，那个时候。
And even though I was only 40 at the time.
可以想象说那时候工人真的非常缺乏。
And so you can imagine how much of a lack we had in manpower.
那我记得大概差不多过了一年以后的话呢，真的灵恩大降。
But I remember about a year later, the Holy Spirit poured out mightily.
所以1996年的时候，突然你发觉说整个教会完全不一样。
And so we saw that the next year the church was completely different.
刚去的时候，真的，当你人手非常缺乏，只能这个祷告神，求神带领。
Because when I first got there and there was such a lack of membership, the only thing you could do was pray to God for help.
那个时候张国清传道在那个地方注目。
There was a preacher Chang who was pastoring the church there.
那我们的礼拜天开负责人会。
On Sundays we would have our council member meetings.
那开负责人会呢，开始的时候张传道他是讲道会半个小时，先有个灵修会，然后是祷告这个半个小时。
And so before we had our council member meetings, the preacher would have a 30-minute encouragement for cultivation and then a 30-minute prayer.
后来过了一段时间以后，这个张传道说，到底听那么多了，他说我讲15分钟就好。
After a later period of time, the preacher says, "Well, you've heard me say these things before, so I'll just speak 15 minutes."
所以祷告45分钟。
And we prayed 45 minutes.
后来过一阵子以后，他说我干脆就祷告一个小时，我不讲道了。
And then later on, he said, "You know what? Let's just pray for the entire hour. I won't say anything."
所以感谢神，那个时候负责人真的。每个月开负责人会都是祷告一个小时再开会。
And so thank God that every month when we had our council member meetings, we prayed 1 hour.
那确实祷告一个小时又开会的话呢，几乎这个又有效率，速度又快，而且大家都很同心了。
And thank God that whenever we prayed an hour, the meetings were very smooth, everyone was in one accord, and they were short.
当时的香港教会其实安息日聚会只有下午半天。
And actually, in Hong Kong, when we had service, it was just a half day in the afternoon.
就下午就一节了。
There was just one session in the afternoon.
那个时候我问他们说，因为早上很多人都要上班，所以来参加聚会的人可能很少。
And so we tried to ask the memberships why, and it's because in the morning they had to work.
那后来我们执会都开会以后呢，我们就建议说，其实安息日的话，早上还是要聚会的。
Yet we had a meeting and we decided, you know, we still need to have service in the morning.
所以后来我们就开始早上的聚会。
And so we began to have morning service.
感谢主了，虽然说很多人要上课，要上班上课，但是很多人其实是可以来参加聚会的。
And thank God, even though many people had to go to school or go to work in the morning, there were still many who were able to attend service.
虽然说下午的聚会大概人比较多，大概有130-140个人左右。
And even though we had more members attending afternoon, there was about 130-140.
但早上聚会人数也有50-60位啊。
But in the morning, there were still a good 50 or 60 people attending.
那个时候我记得因为可以说工人太少，所以的话呢，每次要安排一些工作很困难。
And I remember because we had so few workers, every time we had to schedule things, it was difficult.
所以传道也在台上宣布。
So the preacher would proclaim on the pulpit.
他说我们应该加强祷告。
We need to pray more.
尤其是那边当地有很多信徒呢，都是比如说在他餐厅打工的。
Especially since a lot of the members there were working in restaurants.
其实在餐厅打工也是很辛苦的。
Because working in restaurants is actually very tiring.
而且那个时间又比较长。
And you have to work longer hours.
所以你说要到教会来，大家有时间可能一起祷告，其实那个机会也不大。
And so really, there's not much opportunity for all the members to gather in the chapel to pray together.
当然就是说在聚会前的前半个小时，一般如果他没有在上班的人，很多人都会提早半个小时来教会祷告。
And of course, a lot of people who weren't working, they would come a half hour before service started, and they would pray first.
后来我们都决定了，可能也许用一个不建立在教会祷告，而是可以找一个时间同时祷告。
And later on, we decided we'll set aside a time that everyone can pray together.
所以那个时候就说晚上10点钟我们一起跪下来祷告。
And then we said, you know, every night everyone will pray at 10 o'clock.
如果说在不管你在任何地方。那个时候的话呢，有空都跪下来祷告。
We said, no matter where you are, if you have time at 10 p.m., kneel down to pray.
所以在教会你就跪下来祷告。
If you're at church, you kneel down to pray in the church.
在家里也跪下来祷告。
If you're at home, you pray at home.
所以我们就实行了一段时间了。
And so we tried this for a period of time.
感谢主，我们真的发觉教会不太一样了。
And we thank God, after that, we saw the church was different.
其实很多弟兄姊妹虽然说年纪很轻， 但是你看到他们爱主的心呢、啊，真的很强啊。
When you look in the church, even though there's a lot of members who are young, but when you look at their heart and how much they love God, it's very touching.
我记得那个时候每次布道会
，I remember that whenever we had evangelical services.
一看的话呢，哇，里面坐很多学生啊。
When I look around, I see it's full with college students.
啊，那些学生大概像我们美国这边的 junior high 或是一个 high school 的学生。
Or actually, they were probably junior high or high school students.
哦，都是我们的弟兄姊妹带来参加那个布道会的。
And yet, these junior high and high school students were all visitors that our own church members invited.
我一看，哇，怎么有时候都十几二十位啊
？And I would look, and there's 10 or 20 of them.
我问我们那个弟兄那个年轻的姊妹 so, 我说你是把班上的很多同学带来了
And then I asked our church sister I go did you bring your entire class here
她算一算都大概我三分之一都到这个地方了
And she said yeah about a third of my classmates all came
所以有时候真的看到这些年轻的弟兄姊妹真的有爱主的心而且有传福音的那个勇气、啊、
So sometimes when you look at the members they're so young but you look at how much they love God and how much boldness they have to preach the gospel
这些年轻的弟兄姊妹我观察了他们几乎、哦、除了聚会以外呢很多时间都在教会里面
These youth when I look at them not only are they at church during service but、outside of service time they're also
除了做教会的工作以外
aside from doing work for church
其实有时候礼拜六聚完会以后他们还是留在教会
Many times after service on Saturday they still stay behind
很喜欢留在教会
They like to stay at church、
哦、他们有时候当然会有交通了有时候他们在那边也看看书
Of course they would talk or sometimes they would read books、
啊都是要到最后要赶他们回去啊！
At the very end, we have to kind of drive them
每次都快到十点的时候，传道就赶啊，回去了，父母会担心了、啊。
Around 10 p.m., the preacher says, "Time for you to go home. Your parents are going to worry."
我知道有些啊，我们做父母的，常常会担心说小孩子花太多时间在教会里面。
As parents, I know sometimes we worry that our children spend too much time in church.
但是在香港教会那些青年、那些青少年，我发觉呢。那些对教会很热心花很多时间在教会的也协助教会圣工的每个人功课都很棒
But yet when I look at the youth in Hong Kong church those who stayed at church those who participated in the holy work they're the ones who had good grades
到后来很多都是硕士博士
In the very end many of them had their masters or even PhDs
有当老师的
Some were teachers
里面还有一个当教授的
Some were professors
那有个青年我回去听他讲道理啊，讲得还蛮不错的。
And then some youth, when I go back and I listen to them deliver sermons, they're quite good.
所以变成说，你会发觉说，在那个情况下呢，其实真的神也会安排，神会感动。
So it comes to a point that when you look at things that God really arranges and will move people.
当你借着祷告的话呢，神开始会动工。
That when you work through prayer, then you'll see God beginning to work.
也许工人不多。
Especially when you have few workers.
工人很年轻。
Especially when the workers are young.
但是我记得九六年的那一年。得胜的人数特别多。
I remember in 96, there were so many people who received the Holy Spirit.
我记得在香港教会本身大概有三十几位得圣灵。
In Hong Kong church itself, there were 30 plus members who received the Holy Spirit.
那因为礼拜天又要到广东有四个聚会点我们去关心。
And then on Sunday, we went to visit some other neighboring meeting locations.
在那个地方大概也有二十几位得圣灵。
And then through those places, 20 some people received the Holy Spirit.
有时候有些慕道朋友到教会来。
Sometimes visitors would come to church.
有时候我们在家庭聚会的时候，他们来参加。
Sometimes they would come when we have family service.
因为香港人住的都很小。
Because the people in Hong Kong live in small places.
只能大概只有很少数的人能够参加那个家庭聚会。
And you can only fit a very few people in the family houses.
但是很奇妙，有时候来一位两位，那些慕道朋友一跪下来，不到三分钟得圣灵。
And yet when we have this family service, one or two visitors come and they kneel on the prayer and right away receive the Holy Spirit.
那个时候，比如说学生灵会在香港教会举行。
For example, when we had student spiritual convocation, we held it in Hong Kong Church.
灵恩布道会的时候，在九龙了、啊，另外还有在荃湾了、啊，跟在大埔的三个教会，他们很多人会来参加。
And when we had spiritual convocation, some of the neighboring churches would also come to attend.
很多人到香港教会来，真的比较容易得圣灵。
And for some reason, it seemed easier to receive the Holy Spirit in the church in Hong Kong.
因为神那个时候真的是恩雨降临了。
Because at the time, God was showering showers of blessings.
学生灵会的时候，很多学生得圣灵。
During student spiritual convocation, many students received the Holy Spirit.
那一年的话呢，大概洗礼将近有十几快二十位。
That year, we also had 10, 20 people get baptized.
也是好几年没有这么多人受洗的。
It had been many years until that many people have been baptized.
那在中国大陆那边几个据点也是一样。
The same is true of several other worship locations in mainland China.
我记得有一个弟兄他很爱主。
I remember there was one brother who really loved the Lord.
他在东莞那个地方他有工厂。
And he had a factory in 东莞。
那他在他的工厂的前面那个地方租一个公寓，租一个 apartment。
And then across from his factory, he rented an apartment.
他把它整理的可以当做一个聚会的一个地方。
And they retrofitted it so it can be a place of worship.
第一次我们去的时候，因为他大概那工作稍微工程稍微延迟了，还没有完工。
The first time we went because of work reasons, they had to work longer.
结果地上都是那些木屑，还在整理。
And so there was a lot of shavings and things that were cleaning up from the floor.
也没有椅子。
And there were no chairs there.
但是我们已经到了。
But we already arrived.
我大概是把工厂那个工人，因为里面有一部分是我们从各省过去的那个原来的信徒。
And actually, some of his workers were members who had moved there from other place.
加上有一部分那些慕道朋友，他也愿意来参加聚会。
And then there was also a group of truth seekers who were willing to have service with us.
因为是礼拜天了。
Because it was Sunday.
其实工厂是没有开工的。
Sunday, the factory is not open.
结果大概有十几位来参加这个聚会。
So about 10 plus people attended the service.
也没地方坐，就站着嘛。
There was nowhere to sit, so everyone stand.
我们就站了好几排在那个地方。
And we stood in rows.
那因为站着，所以传道就讲道理讲十分钟了。
And so since everyone was standing, then the preacher would only deliver a 10-minute sermon.
那差不多就祷告他的五分钟。
And then pray for 5 minutes.
很奇妙的，在那短短的五分钟的祷告里面。
Very miraculous in that short 5-minute prayer.
好几位慕道朋友得圣灵。
Many of the truth-seeking friends received the Holy Spirit.
站在那个地方，那个底下都是木屑，外面还是很乱的。
Standing in a place where the floor is covered with wood shavings and there's trash everywhere.
所以你会很清楚的这个明白，只要主同工。其实都很多事情是很容易完成的。
When you see things like this, then you clearly know that as long as God is working, then anything's possible.
圣工最重要就是神愿不愿意同工。
The most important thing about holy work is whether God is willing to work with you.
但是要神同工，其实很重要一点，我们是不是我们人愿不愿意跟神同工
？But an important key of whether God is willing to work with us is
我们愿不愿意去传福音
？Whether we're willing to work with God and whether we're willing to preach the gospel.
还有就工人会不会同心
？And is the workers willing to work together?
还有工人愿不愿意灵修
？And is the co-workers willing to cultivate themselves?
所以在香港教会，我和姐说，主耶稣其实在告诉我们一件事情。
So in the Hong Kong church, it was as though God was telling us a specific.
在1997开始要回归中国大陆以前，那个时间的话，大概是人手最少的时候。
In 1997, before Hong Kong was returned back to China, that was the lowest amount of membership we had in Hong Kong church.
其实很多人带着很不安定的一个心。
And everyone had a very heart of certainty.
太多的不确定性，很多人没办法移民出去。
Oh, they had a very uncertain heart, and many wanted to immigrate out, but they couldn't.
但是神要跟我们讲，我是跟你同在的。
But God wanted to tell us that He was with us.
所以那个时候，圣工可以说发展的非常迅速。
So you can say that during that period, the gospel spread very quickly.
那神的恩典特别明显。
And the grace and blessings of God was very apparent.
让我们深深感受到，就是神的同工。虽然说工人都是没有经验，而且很年轻的。
So that we could see, even though the workers were young and inexperienced.
所以神同工那是最重要的。
Most important thing is God working with us.
因为人的能力其实非常有限的。
Because our abilities as humans is very limited.
何况是有关于神的工作，更是需要神的力量。
Especially when you're doing God's work, you need His power.
这是香港教会那个时候很特殊一个情况。
So this is a very unique experience that the Hong Kong Church had.
所以在1996年，在97回归之前那一年，真的是连恩大降。
1996 before the Hong Kong was returned back to China in 97, there was pourings of the Holy Spirit.
那我看弟兄姊妹真的也具有那个依靠神的一个心了。
And I could see that the members all they had was a heart of relying on God.
当你整个环境，你大概也没办法逃离那个地方。
Because when you're in a place where you can't even run from it.
然后的话呢，神的工作又缺少工人，而且都很年轻。
And then the work of God is lacking workers, and all the workers are young.
但是靠神，真的神成就了。
Yet when you rely on God, then God can fulfill it.
另外一个教会呢，后来98年我回到台湾了。
There was another church in 98 when I went back to China.
那个时候小弟是在松山教会聚会。
I was in Songshan Church.
那松山教会呢，感谢神，这应该说这11年来呢，是圣工非常发展的、非常迅速的一个教会。
And thank God when I was there for that 11-year period, you can say it was the most prosperous time of evangelism.
回去的时候小弟发觉哇。教会里面的话，大概有四五位那个信徒很热衷传福音。
I really thank God that when I went back, I realized that there was four or five people who were very fervent in preaching the gospel.
那这四五位这个信徒，哦，你会发觉说神跟他们同工。
And then you'll see that these four or five people have God working with them.
所以说那个传福音那个热忱开始扩散。
And then so because of this, the fervency of preaching the gospel began to spread to others.
结果整个教会你会发觉说真的是不一样。
And then the entire church realized something was different.
小弟的观察，这十年来真的。那些信徒传福音的心智从来没有改过。
When I look at this church for this 10-year period, their attitude and heart towards preaching the gospel never changed.
我几个传福音非常热衷的这个信徒，我看他们真的，我心里从心里的佩服他们。
And when I look at some of these members who worked so hard to preach the gospel, I really respect and admire them.
他们的包包里面都是放着圣经的。
In their bags, they always carry a Bible.
放了很多传福音的传单
They carry a lot of pamphlets and literature.
很多这个蒙恩见证
They carry many testimonies.
有个弟兄、他是做业务的
业务
Sales.
There was a brother who was in sales.
到客户那边去跟他们谈完生意谈完了
After he go visit the customers and finish talking business.
他有时候看起来这个气氛还不错的话就把福音传单掏出来了
Sometimes based on his conversation with the customer if it was good then he pull out a pamphlet.
会跟他谈这个道理了
And then he start preaching the gospel to them.
那有时候他在等公车，坐在那个排队等公车。
Or sometimes when he's waiting in line for the public transportation.
因为有时候公车可能那个不见得说一分钟来一班嘛，有时候会好几分钟。
Because sometimes you gotta wait several minutes for the transportation to come.
他看看一看的话呢，这个也是一个好机会啊，就把福音传单掏出来了。
He look around and say, "Well, it's a good opportunity. Pull out some pamphlets and preach to people."
很多弟兄姊妹抓住任何机会在传福音。
Many brothers and sisters utilize every opportunity to preach.
记得小弟98年回去开启的松山教会到我2005年后来转到这个景美教会
I remember 98 I went back to Taiwan I stayed at Songshan Church until 2005 when I went to Jingmen Church
那几年我看那几个弟兄姊妹的属灵的成长也让人真的非常惊讶
In the 7-year period when I was there I saw that because of the growth of the membership it really surprised everybody
刚开始的阶段的话我看他们圣经不是很熟
In the very beginning you could see not everyone was familiar with the Bible
可是过了几年以后那小弟退休了发觉他们圣经熟的程度真的很多长子比不上他们
And after I retired and I looked at them again a few years later they were so familiar with the Bible many elders couldn't even compare
有一次跟他们一起到外岛的地方去传福音
One time I went with them out to go preach the gospel
在外岛在马祖的地方
To another island
那我看他们那个查在这个翻圣经的那个速度，哇，真的很快。
And then when I look at how quickly they fit the Bible, it's so fast.
而且讲解那个圣经，在讲那个道理的话呢，非常的流畅。
And then they were able to so eloquently proclaim the message.
所以有时候我们就说是在工作当中来学习。
So a lot of times you're learning as you work.
圣经里面真的可以让我们的加强我们的信心，也会。从属灵的知识方面的话呢，让我们来增进。
And then from this, you can increase your spiritual knowledge and grow yourself.
那这些弟兄姊妹很会祷告。
And these members also knew how to pray.
我记得我在的时候，他们两个礼拜会有一次灵修会。
I remember when I was there, every 2 weeks they would have a cultivation.
那自己他们要去传福音之前的话，他自己会祷告。
Of course, before they preach the gospel, they would first pray.
神。真的跟他们同工
and God would abide and work with them.
所以松山教会很多神迹奇事
So in this other church in Taiwan, Songshan Church, there are so many miracles and wonders.
病得到医治
Sicknesses were cured.
常常看到天使
Many people saw angels.
三年前、大概两年前吧、有一次他们的福音茶会
About 2 years ago during their gospel tea fellowship.
因为很多慕道朋友所以他们每一季的话有一个福音有一个慕道者联谊会不是福音的，是慕道者联谊会。
Because this church has so many truth seekers, every quarter they would have this truth seeking fellowship session.
就是每三个月邀请很多慕道朋友来，那利用礼拜天中午我们有个爱餐。
And they would invite all the truth seekers and then use the Sunday afternoon to have a meal together.
那也是有一些这个简单的一个见证的或圣经的一个讲解。
And then in the program they would have some simple testimonies or some Bible exhortation.
在那一次的话呢大概爱餐的时候有十个圆桌大概每一桌他坐十个人了、
And so, during the lunch meal, there was about 10 tables, and each table had about 10 people.
信徒大概一半这个慕道朋友大概差不多一半。
Half the people there were our own members, the other half were visitors.
那中山教会有一个苏执事呢他在做那个换钱的祷告。
And so there was a deacon there who was saying grace before everyone partook of the meal.
那我们知道说一般我们 吃饭这个谢饭的祷告的话，时间不会太长。
And we all know that usually when we say lunch grace, it's not too long.
当这个苏执事开始，大家这个默祷开始要做谢饭的祷告。
However, when this deacon began to bow his head to say the lunch grace,
一个慕道朋友的话呢，他突然这个吓呆了。
One of the truth seekers, all of a sudden, he was shocked.
他说每一桌有四个天使站在那个地方。
He said every table has four angels standing there.
所以说整个那个餐厅那个地方几乎是几十位天使在那个地方。
And so in that one restaurant there was 20 plus
dining place.
In the dining place there were so many angels.
啊。所以教会平常有时候在灵会的时候也常常会看到天使站在这个讲道这个传道人的后面。
In this church a lot of times when the preacher delivers sermon they will see angels behind him.
啊。我常常听到有些想法就说现在的话我们都统看得懂这个圣经，所以说其实神迹奇事不需要那么多了。
A lot of people say, well, nowadays in our time, because we have the Bible, we don't have to have so many miracles or wonders.
有时候人我们会自欺欺人的。
Sometimes we deceive ourselves.
也许我们信心不够，我们努力不够，那神没有同工。
Maybe we don't have enough faith. Maybe we don't work enough, hard enough, so God doesn't work with us.
没办法很清楚看到神的一个同在。
And so we can't see.Clearly, God abiding with us.
我们找一个理由自我来安慰。
And then we find an excuse to comfort ourselves.
那如果说你开始看很多教会，为什么很多教会不太一样
？But when you look at some of these churches and see why they're so different.
其实因为马可福音那边讲的，是用神迹其实要证明所传的道嘛。
Because the book of Mark says that the miracle signs and wonders are to testify of the truth.
所以很多教会这个圣工很活泼。
When you look at the churches where their holy work is so prosperous.
我大概要离开要转到这个景美的时候刚好他们在整理那个信徒名册那个慕道者名册
Actually, when I was leaving to go to Jimin Church, they were going through the church directory to update
在整理过去三年的所有的慕道朋友
They were updating their collection of all the truth seekers who had come in the past 3 years.
因为他们发觉说要跟进带领那些慕道朋友需要更有组织的很完整的一个系统
because they realized that in order to keep track of all the truth seekers they need to be organized and to approach things in an orderly fashion
几年前那时候我发觉他们把过去三年的慕道朋友那个名单一列出来以后发觉有300多位
and so when they collected all the truth seekers information for the past 3 years there was over 300
当然我在台北地区有时候会到各地的教会去领会。
And sometimes when I was in Taipei, I would go to other neighboring areas to lead service.
也会听到一种说法。
And I would hear often people would say,
在这个都会区，在都市地方，很多人忙，太忙了，要传福音很难。
They say, oh, you know, in this society, in the cities, that everyone's so busy working, it's hard to preach the gospel.
但是松山教会怎么可能三年之内有三百多位新慕道朋友
？Yet why is it this other Songshan Church could have 300 truth seekers in 3 years?
难道他们那个不是都市吗？还是同一个city啊
？Is it that they're also aren't they also a city too？
其实有时候我们人会自己找很多理由。
A lot of times we find excuses for ourselves。
我们是不是有愿做的心？神愿不愿意同工？那个最重要。
The question is, do we have the heart to work, and is God working with us？
所以在说的地方，我看到那些弟兄姊妹，真的让人非常感动。
So when I look at the members in Songshan area, I'm very touched when I look at them.
每年受洗一定是十几二十位。
Every year they have 10 plus people getting baptized.
过去十年来一直没有中断过。
And for the past 10 years it's been like this.
真的弟兄姊妹他们有一个很可以说一个火热的心啊。
You can say that the believers there have a very fervent heart.
那神也用很多明证证明说我跟你同工。
But God would also use many very apparent things to prove that he was working with them.
这是一个良性循环。
And it's a cycle that just repeats itself.
所以很多弟兄越做越有力量。
The workers, the more work they do, the more strength they receive.
所以那个火一直没有消灭。
And so this fire as a result never quenches.
所以看到那弟兄姊妹这十几年的那个传福音的心智一直都没有减过。
We can see that the effort and the heart of these people in preaching never changed in these 10 years.
这是所以我想从苏南教会也看到了一个懂得祷告、懂得倚靠神，而且有热心要服侍神的一个教会，他的福音绝对是兴旺的。
So when I look at Songshan Church, I see that because they had the heart, because they knew to pray and rely on God, then they were able to grow the church.
那神也会借很多机会告诉你，我跟你同在。
And then God would also use many opportunities to show you that I am with you.
还有几分钟，我再见证一下我在奥克兰看到的一个情况。
I'd like to also share with you something I saw in Auckland.
在纽西兰的奥克兰，我去年九月十月的话呢，去纽西兰地方协助圣工。
Last year around September, I went to New Zealand to help with the holy work.
那奥克兰也是一个可以说传福音很热心的一个教会。
You can also say that the church in Auckland is a church that has a heart to preach.
他们每年都差不多洗礼的人差不多十几二十位。
Every year they have about 10-20 people being baptized.
有两个让我印象非常深刻的两点。
There are two points that really left a deep impression on me.
那个弟兄姊妹他们平常碰面的时候都会谈起哪一个慕道朋友。
Every time the believers see each other, they begin to talk about truth seekers.
我发觉每一个慕道朋友的话都有好几个弟兄姊妹同时在关心。
And then I'll see that the truth seekers have many different brothers and sisters who are caring for them.
那他们碰面的时候他们会交换一下这关心的一个情况。
And then whenever they see each other, then they'll just exchange pleasantries, see how they're all doing.
那这个已经成了教会的一个文化。
And then so this has become the church culture.
很多弟兄姊妹碰面的话就谈到这个哪些慕道朋友什么有些新的啦，那原来那些旧的它怎么一个情况。
The church members when they see each other, they start talking about new truth seekers or talking about how the other truth seekers are doing.
表示教会里面有许许多多人在关心那些慕道朋友。
This means that in the church there are many people who are caring for the truth seekers.
在那边也有很多中国大陆来的或者在那边受洗成为我们的教会信徒。
In this church, there's a lot of people who came from mainland China and were eventually baptized and became our members.
那地方我看过大概是可以说学历最高的一个中国大陆那些信徒。
And I can say that these are probably the most highly educated members from mainland China.
很多都是硕士博士。
They all have their masters or PhDs.
也有当医生的。
They're doctors.
那些高知识分子为什么会相信很容易相信这些独一真神呢？
Why is it that these highly educated people were able to so easily believe in the one true God?
其实我们知道说在中国大陆很多人他是没有神的观念的。
Because we know many people who come from China do not have a concept of God.
而且那些很多人在那边受洗有一部分是台湾过去的了。
And a lot of them who were baptized are those who came from Taiwan.
不管是中国大陆去的或台湾去的。
But yet, whether they were from Taiwan or whether they were from China,
其实他们到后来都变成很热心的一个信徒。
In the end, they all became very fervent believers.
他们也带了很多人来信主。
And they also brought many people to believe in Jesus also.
所以他们的慕道朋友也是每次聚会都有很多人。
And so every time they had service, they too had many truth seekers.
也有白人的慕道朋友。
They even had Caucasians.
还有当地的那些原住民。
And they had the aboriginals.
他们就称呼他们的 Kiwi 的。
And they call them the Kiwi people.
确实很多弟兄姊妹很用心在传福音呢。
It's because there are so many members who are preaching with their hearts.
每次差不多要聚会前的那个半小时，很多弟兄姊妹自动会到教会来祷告。
Half an hour before service starts, many of the members will also come on their own willingly to pray first.
其实走这么多教会的话呢，大概信徒来教会参加聚会的情况大概可以分三列了。
After seeing so many churches, I can probably categorize them in three different categories.
有时候传道人已经站讲台了，开始聚会了，其实底下坐的人不多。
First is that the sermon deliverer is on the pulpit ready to speak, and there's very few people.
结果开始唱诗了，开始祷告了，开始要讲道了。
And then it's him singing, and then prayer, and then he's ready to deliver the sermon.
信徒慢慢就进来了。
And then the believers slowly trickle in.
所以大概聚会大概差不多三分之一的时间以后的话呢，信徒慢慢就填的差不多了。
So that by about a third of the time into the sermon, then all the members are here.
那有些教会的话呢，稍微还好一点。
Now there's the second category where it's a little better.
在这个会前祷告的时候的话，只有很少人。
During the prayer before service, there's very few people.
那开始要唱诗的话呢，好像人慢慢就进来了。
And during him singing, then people start to come in.
开始要跪下来祷告。
And then when you kneel down to pray for the service,
等这个传道人开始要讲道的时候
，and right before the preacher delivers sermon,
突然一下就发现说，怎么底下的话呢，该来都来，都坐得满满的。
Then all of a sudden you realize, oh, everyone's here now.
但是奥克兰给我很深一个印象，跟这个都不一样。
Auckland Church gave me a very different impression.
很多弟兄姊妹大概聚会前的半个小时就陆陆续续回来这边教会参加祷告。
Half an hour before service even starts, they all come to pray first.
在会前那个自由的祷告的时间的话呢，差不多 要会前唱诗之前的话，大概80%信徒都会到了。
About 80% of the members are already there before hymn singing starts. They're praying.
所以说开始聚会的话呢，几乎差不多该来的都已经坐满了。
So once the service begins, the pews are filled and everyone is there.
信徒把会前那个祷告的话，也当作非常重要一件事情。
Because the believers deem the morning prayer before service as something very important.
所以。那个信徒他们不只说关心会传福音啊，也很重视祷告。
Means the members care not only to preach the gospel, but also to pray.
但是我看过在会前祷告可以说大部分信徒会参与的非常少数的一个教会。
But I've also seen churches where very few people attend the morning prayers.
所以你会发觉说其实大概我们一开始谈的就是《使徒行传》那边第二章那边所记载的那几个因素是有直接关系的。
And so if you look back to the verse we mentioned in Acts chapter 2 in the beginning, you'll see that the points it mentions are very directly related to what we see.
我们是不是真的知道主的教训？我们主耶稣所吩咐我们去传福音
？Do we really know God's teaching that His commission to preach the gospel？
我们是不是真的我们会遵守主的教训？我们会做个人的灵修
？Do we really do according to His command to cultivate ourselves？
那是不是真的教会彼此有爱心，可以同心合意的来做工
？And do we love each other in the church so that we can work in one accord？
那我们会不会真的求神同工？我们迫切的祷告
？And do we pray diligently and earnestly for God to work with us？
如果这三个都做到，我相信这个教会绝对是福音非常兴旺的一个教会。
If we do all three, then I believe surely that this will be a very prosperous church.
所以我们看一下哥罗西书。
Let's lastly look in the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第四章的23节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 23.
哥罗西第四章的第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
第二节
Verse 2.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。第三节
Three.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。这边提到了我们要恒切祷告。
It tells us we need to continue earnestly in prayer.
是怀着一个警醒感恩的一个心。
And then be vigilant in it with thanksgiving.
而且要真的迫切的向神祷告，求神给我们开传道的门。
But we need to meanwhile pray also for God to open the door of the word.
那也彼此勉励，我们真的朝这几个方向我们来努力。
So I encourage everyone that we need to strive towards these points.
我相信在喜乐坡这个地方应该神会很快的把他的这个羊的话呢填满这个会堂。
And I believe here in Hillsborough, God will surely fill this chapel with His sheep.
只要我们迫切向神祷告。
As long as we pray earnestly to God.
我们有愿做的心。
To have the heart to be willing.
神会同工。
Then God will work with us.
我们同心会下祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray on one accord.